Slot machines have put the Seminole Reservation at Brighton on the map, but for decades, the 37,000-acre reservation has also functioned as a cattle ranch. Seminoles have been raising cattle for hundreds of years, since the Spaniards introduced the livestock to the New World. That was in the 16th century. But in the 19th century, the tribe's herds were mostly killed or stolen as a result of the long and bloody wars with the United States. It would be another century before the Seminoles would again have large herds of cattle, and that started in the Great Depression. Brighton native Willie Johns describes himself as an independent historian for the tribe.
Somewhere around 31, 32 during the Depression, they received a herd of cattle from St. Carlos Apaches because of the Dust Bowl. Cattle were starving, and at that time, the Apaches had over a million head of cattle and didn't have nowhere to go with them, so the federal government purchased them and put them on a rail cart and shipped them to Florida. They came all the way from Arizona to Cornwall, Florida, just outside of Bassendear, like going to Sebring. There was an old railhead there. And they had over 700 head of cattle, and I think over 100 died on the trip. And they had to drag them off the train, and they were already, you know, stinking and swelled up. What takes maybe 6 hours as the crow flies, it took them 14 days to drive them cattle here to this reservation.
From Bassendear, from a town near Bassendear. Did you hear these stories from your elders?
Oh, yeah, it's passed down pretty much.
So the Brighton Ranch started with 700 head of cattle from the Apaches.
Right. Purebred Hereford cattle. Well, most of our herd today is built off of the progeny of those cattle, and then they crossbred them with Brahma and then Hereford bulls. The Seminole tribe today is probably number three in the state of Florida of calf generated and shipped out of state. This ranch here probably has over 10,000 head of mama cows. So cattle is a big cash crop today.
Is that what you do?
Well, I have a herd. That's not my livelihood. It's an expensive hobby. We do all the work, me and my wife. It's kind of etched in my blood.
Well, you used to be a cattle roper, right?
A bronc rider and bull rider. I still wrestled for years.
Is that something you do for show also?
Well, I did for money. I got into professional rodeo, so I traveled all over the state doing it.
You know, we've been talking for a while. The subject of the casino hasn't even come up until now. I guess that really changed things here, didn't it?
Well, yes, it did. And everybody wants to know, is it good or is it bad? When I was a kid, snotty little Indian boy, Billy Osceola, the first chairman of the Seminole tribe, he told me, he said, look, I'm going to be dead and gone, but one day y'all going to be rich. He goes, that's why it's real important that you and your family and your brothers and sisters, they need to get education because they're going to need you to lead them out. I never knew what he meant, but I think today it's dawned on me what he was talking about. That we were eventually could do something like this. In the Constitution, or the Bill of Rights, one of those, they wrote, Native Americans will be treated as sovereign people. And that sovereignty has gone into today, for my people, the casino. And we've done well, because we're the only players. We're kind of like the only kid with the football, you know, in the community. We get mad and go home, you know, there ain't no more ball game. Well, we hold our breath because from governor to governor, you never know.
That was Willie Johns at the Seminole Reservation at Brighton. The show was produced for the WQCS Oral History Project. Sounds were added for dramatic effect. For 88.9 FM, I'm Janie Gould.
He sings his cattle call.